I put the remote control into the refrigerator when I was retrieving the mayonnaise. I shook that house upside down, looking for the remote that was hanging out in the space where the mayo goes. That squeezable bottle is sat up on the counter for about 3 days. When I finally put it back in, that is when I found the missing remote, right where the mayo goes, right there in front of my nose, but not in my direct peripheral. If only I ate more mayonnaise, I would have found the mold before 3 days of looking in all of the same wrong goddamn places. You see, I cannot turn on the TV without remote control, which to some is a good thing, but obviously not me. Without it, I do nothing except make up ridiculous songs, make the people close to me shrug and shake their head and wonder why I spent so long on such a shallow song, or at least one with no depth, containing stream of consciousness. Most can go a lifetime without ever hearing, and probably be better off. The object is to make something up that will outlive me, something that will make people flock to their computers and download, buy this, get that for free. Then I'd be a millionaire, and iTunes would put my picture all up on the front page. Maybe Rolling Stone and Spin, hopefully Relics again, or maybe High Times, but only if I pose with weed. Definitely never Blender, unless of course they beg me. Then I will know that I have truly made it. But money cannot buy you happiness. That's just an optimistic thing that people with no money say to help get through the day. Being that way is not only a state of mind, but it's also so easy to find. Even when you're not looking for it, it's so good to look behind again and again. Not just where you're going, just like a baby in a suitcase, making a fun face, filling this place up to the ceiling with joy, just like my baby boy and his sister in a minor key. Man, it's so fun to sing happy songs in a minor key. I guess opposites attract, at least for me and my sweet TV. Oh, it's been so long, how I wish I could just turn you on. But I put the remote control into the refrigerator when I was retrieving the mayonnaise. I shook that house upside down, looking for the remote that was hanging out in space where the mayo goes. That squeezed up a bottle and sat up on the counter for about 3 days. When I finally put it back in, that is when I found the missing remote, right where the mayo goes, right there in front of my nose, but not in my direct peripheral. If only I ain't more mayonnaise, I would have found the remote before 3 days of looking in all of the same wrong goddamn places. See, I cannot turn on my TV without the remote control, which to some is a good thing, but not me.